Your home for everything Cardinals. Everything Cardinals. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. In the Red Zone with Cardinals head coach Cliff Kingsbury. Presented by Earnhardt Hyundai and Ford Dealers. No bowl since 1951.
We're out here at the Dignity Health Arizona Cardinals Training Center, and we're joined by the Cardinals head coach, Cliff Kingsbury. Cliff, first of all, congratulations on that win yesterday. It's got to be pretty satisfying as a coach to open the season like that.
It was fun to be a part of. That group came in with an attitude and played with a chip on our shoulder, and that's what we had talked about doing, and just glad to get out of there with a win.
Coach, when you consider the game yesterday and you think of the game, and after watching the tape right here, where do you start? Because there were so many great plays by so many great players and turning points, I think, in the game. Where do you start?
Defensively, you know, they set the tone from the first play of the game on, where Chandler got the 3-yard loss on Derrick Henry, and then getting the strip sack not long thereafter, and really flipped the game in our favor, and we never looked back. I thought they were tremendous the entire afternoon.
He does that strip sack thing a lot. I mean, I know there's a lot of good players in the NFL, but have you seen a player that just consistently has worked that into his game?
No, and he practices it. I mean, he is very specific on his aiming points and targets in practice and when he's doing drill work, and it definitely pays off for him.
Do you see that coming? Did you see that coming with Chandler Jones, knowing that he got into shape, incredible shape, and what he's capable of? Did you kind of feel like he was going to have a big game?
As a coach, you like to trust your instincts and what you've seen all camp, and that's what we saw. He was unblockable at times, to the point where we almost were like, hey, Chandler, sit out these drills so we can get some passes off. He was awesome, and we knew if we could get him in third down, we thought he'd have some real opportunities, and he sure took advantage of them.
He almost got Corey Peters a touchdown there to start off the season, too. That would have been kind of cool.
It was, yeah. That was close. I wish they would have given it to him, but it was a heads-up play by Corey to be there.
You know, I think of the young corners that were out there playing as well. Byron Murphy going into his third year, and, of course, Marco Wilson out there on the field. And any corner's best friend is a great pass rush. There's no doubt about that. But how did these young guys play?
They played at a high level. I mean, I remember when we first got here that first year playing the Falcons with Julio Jones, and Murphy was a rookie trying to cover him, and just the difference in that game and how he looked out there yesterday was just night and day, and it's a credit to him and how far he's come. And then Marco, being a rookie, really played with a lot of poise. The game wasn't too big for him. He looked the part, and, you know, he goes against three really good ones out there in practice each and every day, and so he didn't blink when it was two of the better receivers in the league.
And Cliff, I liked how he tackled as well. Marco Wilson, I did not expect that. I mean, here he comes from the SEC, right? And, right. You know, he's drafted in the fourth. He came up, and he was more physical than I expected from Marco Wilson.
He's played that way in preseason. He was tackling, and we were excited about it, but to see him do it in a real game, that was awesome.
You mentioned this yesterday, but Vance Joseph, you know, that's that role. You're not going to get a ton of credit necessarily. You're not going to be the first thought on everybody's mind, but that defense played really well yesterday. I'm sure he was a huge part of that.
It was incredible, the game plan he came up with. And I made mention of it yesterday, but all summer I'd walk into his office and he's watching the Titans. You know, I think he watched 2 or 3 years worth of film on him, and it paid off. He had a tremendous plan that they executed flawlessly and really gave us an opportunity to win that game.
Coach, do you feel like this was a statement win by your team, or is it a standard win by your team? In other words, they set the standard and how they're going to play.
We just see it as a starting point. We got a long way to go. You watch the film, there's a ton of corrections to be made, but the effort was really good. I thought the passion we played with was really good, and the poise for most of the game, which are things we emphasize going into it.
Offensively, Kyler Murray obviously had a great game, but some of the specific plays he makes, like that play to get the ball to Rondale Moore where he's running like 40 yards behind the line of scrimmage, or that pass to Christian Kirk, does anything he does that surprise you at this point?
No. I mean, he can do whatever he wants on that football field. You know, when he's locked in like that, it's hard to stop, and he got us into some really good checks at the line when he saw certain coverages that turned into big plays, and we just got to keep him going.
You know, I saw him after a couple of nice plays that he made turn to the sideline, our sideline, and start screaming at the sideline. Like, did you see that? Did you? you know, Cliff, I think this is really important for him as a leader to actually show that kind of emotion, show that kind of passion. What did you think about that?
Yeah, I would agree. I've made mention of this as well, but he feels like it's his team now. You know, he's really taken ownership of it. He's embraced that role, and you see that passion coming out.
You mentioned that chip on the shoulder, and Christian Kirk mentioned that earlier in the show too. Was that something that you guys had to talk about, or is that there from last year? Is that there from being overlooked this offseason?
It's a combination of everything. I mean, we know what's being said and who's being picked, and we're not too worried about it, but we hear it.
Yeah.
What about your emotion? Let's talk about that. The outburst from you, Cliff. I don't know if I've seen that from you. I don't know if I've seen that before. It reminded me of B.A., a much better version of B.A., but B.A., nonetheless.
Different language being used that day, possibly.
Is this something, Cliff, we're going to see a little bit more of from you?
It was, I guess, a more specific instance that I thought we had cleared up with the officials that appeared to not be as clear to them as it was to me, and I just had some frank discussions about it.
You know, some of your players were actually commenting on it. They liked what they saw from you.
Yeah,
you're going to do, or do you got
to
let that
I mean,
that
I'm going to be – I got to be true to myself, but every now and then, you know, when the spirit moves you, yeah, let it fly.
As far as the play calling, is that just one of those games where you get in the groove and things are going the way you want? Because it seemed like you guys really controlled the entire tempo.
At times, I thought Kyler did a good job of getting us into the right place certain times and then making plays when I hadn't called a great play. But I thought our team, for the first time playing together a full game, played with a good rhythm and used the tempo as an advantage.
Okay, talk about the Megawatt package, if you don't mind right there. First of all, is that really the name of it?
Yeah,
it's called
really,
Megawatt.
It's really called Megawatt. I stole it from Ole Miss, ran it against LSU. And so we put it in and put those guys in as a decoy, and it worked out.
Okay, so are we going to see the Megawatt thing again, do you think, at some
point
in time?
We'll see if we expand that package or not, but I'm glad it worked this time. Yeah, I wouldn't want to waste JJ's time being in there.
It's our weekly exclusive interview with Cardinals head coach Cliff Kingsbury. The running game hasn't gotten talked about a lot because there were so many highlights throughout that game, but it seemed like when you guys needed to get yards, you could do it. You didn't have to be overly reliant on Kyler, and you were able to kill some clock in the fourth quarter.
That was huge. We basically got into 4 minute midway through the third quarter, and I think the fourth quarter we possessed the ball 10 minutes, running it, taking our time, which is what we wanted to do in that scenario. And I thought Chase and James tucked it in there, protected the ball well, and our O-line came off and moved a really physical defensive line when they knew we were going to run the ball.
Can you talk about Kyler Murray's throw to Christian Kirk, 26 yards and a touchdown on that? What exactly – was that something you guys were banking on, the blitz? Because they played man-free, I believe, behind
you. Yeah, he had checked into it, saw the coverage and changed the play and checked into it and then bought himself time, knew it was a pressure and bought himself time and just put lots of air under it. It's something we had emphasized versus some pressure because we like our matchups, and he executed it perfectly.
That was an incredible throw, Cliff.
Yeah,
I mean, honestly, the arm talent on that.
Unbelievable. Yep.
Well, Cliff, congratulations on the win. Thanks for the time. Good luck against Minnesota here on Sunday.
Thanks, fellas.